Now we're going to do Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph in Erevin. The Daf Pei Dalet is actually a continuation of the Gemara on the bottom of Pei Gimel. The Gemara had set up for us, there's a concept that if you have two Rishuyos that two owners share a property, but for one of them, or rather they each have their own property, but there's some middle ground that both of them like to use. So the general rule is that if it's convenient for one of the participants and more inconvenient for the other, so we automatically consider the rishus, the middle area, to be a part of the convenient rishus. So, for example, for one guy it's on even ground and one guy requires it to go more than 10 tefachim high, it's too high for him. So then we consider it part of the rishus of the guy who's convenient, who could just walk on it. So finally, at the bottom of Pei Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara then had a case where it was slightly inconvenient for both of them. However, one of them was an inconvenience by shilshul, which is dropping something down, and the other one had an inconvenience of zrika, of throwing something up. So they're both inconvenient. However, zrika is considered more inconvenient, and the question is whether that therefore falls into the category of they're both inconvenient and both usur, or does it fall into the category, well, shilshul is more convenient, so let's give the rishus to him. So it turns out that it's machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says that they're considered equals and therefore they're both usur, and Shmuel says no, shilshul is that much more convenient that we're going to consider it part of his rishus. So the Gemara then brought a raya from the case of our Mishnah, or rather, brings a raya from this case where you have a porch and a chatzar, and there's a post in the middle of the chatzar, and the halacha is that it depends on how high the post is. If the post is more than 10 tefachim high, we give it to the upper floor, and if it's less than 10 tefachim high, we give it to the lower floor. However, the question is, why do we give it to the upper floor? So if we give it to the upper floor because they have the convenience of shilshul, and the guy on the bottom has to throw it, so that's a raya to Shmuel, that we give it to the more convenient form. However, if the Gemara's maskana that we just left off with was that really, no, it's not just that the guys on the upper floor have to lower it down 10 tefachim and it's slightly inconvenient. Rather, the case that the Mishnah meant to teach us was a case where it is the lower floor is within 10 tefachim of the post, so it's not even considered shilshul, it's considered part of the same level. And therefore, we give it to the shilshul guys and we don't give it to the guys in the chatzar because they are considered way more inconvenient. So let's start with that line over there. So the Gemara, three lines from the top. At the end of the line says, "Kadamar Avuna Loisin Adam Ben Mepesus." We're not talking about where the guys in the upper floor were all the way up and they were dropping things down, but rather we're talking about that the people on the porch, meaning on the level that they're right off the post and it's less than 10 tefachim away from them, down from them, and therefore it's considered part of their rishus. Hachanami Loisin Adam Ben Mepesus. Over here, also the case that we just discussed was the cases that they're on the porch, meaning they're not that high off the ground. Ihachi. So now we're continuing. Ihachi ema seifa pachas mikan. The next case in the mission that we discussed was that if the post itself is less than 10 tefachim off the ground, lechatzar, we consider that area totally belonging to the chatzar. At least that's what the Gemara thinks, that it belongs to the chatzar. The Gemara asks, "Amai lezeba pesach lezeba pesachu?" If the case is that we're talking about guys that are close, only slightly more than 10 tefachim off the ground, and the post is less than 10 tefachim away from them, even if the post is less than 10 tefachim off the ground, now it should still be considered convenient, equally convenient to both of them. So why is it only mutter for the b'nei chatzar, who are on the downside? The Gemara answers, "My lechatzar, af lechatzar." You're right. When we say it goes to the chatzar, we don't mean that it goes to the chatzar exclusively. Rather, we say that it goes to both of them equally, also to the chatzar, b'shnei masurim. And as we said before, when both of them have the same convenience, it's going to be usur. When we say usur, meaning until they make an erev among themselves. And the Gemara says, "Ochinam mistaber," and that actually makes sense. That the case is that it means also to the chatzar. Meaning Tani Sefer, because the end of that Mishnah then has another case. When do we say that it goes to the post goes to the porch guys, even when it's more than 10 tefachim, when the post is less than 4 tefachim away from the porch, across, not height. Now we're talking about across. But if it's more than 4 tefachim away, even if it's more than 10 tefachim away, it goes lechatzar, it goes to the chatzar. So my lechatzar, what do we mean that it's more than 10 tefachim high, but still it goes to the chatzar? Ilay melechatzar v'shari, if you say that it goes to the chatzar and it's mutter for them, it's considered mamish der rishos, amai? Why would that be the case? Rishus is havayahu. If it's more than 10 tefachim away, it's considered inconvenient for the chatzar. It's more than 4 tefachim across, that's also inconvenient for the merpeses. So why is it mutter to the chatzar? It should be similarly inconvenient for both of them. Elamai lechotzer. So that's, you're right. So the Gemara says, you're right. What does lechotzer mean? Af lechotzer v'shnei masur. It means also to the chotzer, but they both have the same, consider the same convenience or inconvenience to that rishos. Hachanami over here also in our first case in the Bereisha of the Mishnah, my lechotzer af lechotzer v'shnei masurim. Shmami know that over here also when we're talking about convenience, we're talking about inconvenience. That it means also to the chotzer, and both of them have the equal convenience or inconvenience in their osur. All right. So continuing on this note, but a new case. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah chulyus habar. Actually, this is the case of our Mishnah chulyus habar. If you have the pile of sand around the bar that they used to dig out, as we described in the Mishnah, if you want to dig for water, you have to dig out the dirt. They used to take the dirt that they dug out of the hole and pile it up and make a wall around the bar. The hasela, or you have a huge rock which is more than 10 tefachim, gavoy hasar tefachim, the gavoy hasar, which is more than 10 tefachim off the ground. And merpeses, it goes. We consider that the reshus, the domain of the guys on the porch on top. Bachas mikan, if it's less than 10 tefachim, the chaser goes to the chaser. Okay, so Amar Rav Huna lo'isan hadarim b'merpeses. It means, again, it doesn't mean by merpeses, we don't mean for the people living all the way 10, you know, high up in the attic, 2-3 floors up, but rather we mean the people living on the porch, that they're within, the porch itself may be more than 10 tefachim off the ground. By definition, it has to be more than 10 tefachim off the ground. However, it's not that high from the top of the rock. So if it's not that high, so it's less than 10 tefachim away, that's why we give it to the guys on the porch. So the Gemara says, hold on one second, Tenach Zela, I understand if you're talking about a rock is a hard top, the top of the rock is a place to put something on, so it's within 10 tefachim off from the porch. So I understand why you give it to the porch. Bar ma'ikul meimar, but a bar, you're talking about it's a ditch. So maybe the top, the shelf of the bar is within 10 tefachim of my reach. However, if I want to draw water from it, I have to dip the pail down much further down. So it's going to go more than 10 tefachim. So why is it considered convenient for the people living on top? And if anything, that's a raya to Shmuel that says you give if it's more convenient to the top guys, even though it's inconvenient, but it's more convenient than the bottom guys, you give it to the shulshul guys. So Rav Yitzchok, we read the Rav Yehuda, so he says, Hacha b'bar melei amayim askinon. Here we're not talking about where you have to throw the pail into the bar and it has to go that far down. Rather, the water is filled all the way to the top. So from my pail to fill up with water is not even going to travel 10 tefachim. So the Gemara says, Baha chasra. But eventually you're going to take water out of the bar, the water level is going to go down, and you're going to end up going more than 10 tefachim. So Gemara says, no, kivan tichimal yashari, since when it's full, it's going to be mutter, because it's not going that far, kichasar nami shari, so even when it loses a drop, it'll still continue to be mutter. So Gemara says, adarav, just the opposite. You can say, kivan tichichasar asira, say just the opposite. When it's less than 10, more than 10 tefachim away, so it's going to be usher because it's too far. Kimal yanami usher. So I should say that it should be usher even now because eventually it's going to end up more than 10 tefachim away. So that we don't accept that teretz. Ela amar abaya hachav abar malaya peiris askinon. Rather, instead of talking about water, which doesn't really count for much, rather we're talking about peiris, which are solid, and they're not going to move down that quickly. So the Gemara says v'hachasri. They also eventually, if you continuously take peiris from the top, eventually the pile is going to go down. When it answers the Tivlo, we're talking about Tevel, which Meiser wasn't taken from it. If so, it's Muktz on Shabbos, because you have no use for it. You can't eat it on Shabbos. If so, the pile's never going to go down, because the pile's going to stay at the same height, because you can't touch it. It's Muktz. Dekanami, and that also makes sense. I can prove it to you. Diktani Dumyo Tesela. Because it says that we're talking about, we compare the bar to the cellar. So, it meaning that just like a rock isn't going to change in height and size, so too the pile of peiris is also not going to change in the height and size. Shmami, no, we consider that a good raya, that you're right, the cases we're talking about peiris that are not going to be used on Shabbos. So now that you're saying the case is that it's a full bar filled with peiris, so then what's the point? It's exactly the same halacha as the cellar. Why does the Mishnah have to list both of those cases? The Gemara answers, Tricha, we need to tell us the case of the bar. The Yashmin himself, because if we only said the case of Sela, the Lekel of Migzar, because by a rock, there's nothing to be worried about, because the rock will never change in height. Aval bar, Ligzar zimnen demalya peiris mesukanim. But by a bar, even if it is filled with peiris that right now can't be used. However, the peiris are peiris, and eventually it'll be filled with peiris that are permissible to use. And the height of the pile is going to go down, so maybe we should consider that also even in this case when it's at the right height. Tzricha to tell us, no, that don't worry about it. If right now where we are today. The payers aren't going to be taken from it, and it's going to be okay. So it continues to be mutter now also. Now the Gemara doesn't go through. So if so, just list the case of bar, because that's the chiddush, and don't list the case of Sela. So Rashi explains to us that that would never be a Havamim, because if we didn't list the case of Sela at all, we would have no way of knowing that the case of the bar is similar to Sela, and that it's payers that will not be touched, that are mukta. So therefore we need both the Sela to tell us what kind of case we have in the bar, and the case of bar to tell us that we don't make a gzeirah. Next case, Tashema. Anshei Chotzeva, Anshei Aliyah. If you have people living on the ground floor and people living on the upper floor, Sheshachu v'lo irvu, and they didn't make an eruv together, Anshei Chotzeva Mishtamshu v'asara tachtoinim. The people on the ground floor are allowed to use anything that's within 10 tfachim off the ground. Anshei Aliyah Mishtamshu v'asara al-yoinim, and the people on the top floor can use anything that's more than 10 tfachim off the ground. So Keta. But what is the case exactly? Because you have to realize, again, this is a problem, because the people living on the top floor may be 100 feet up. So why is it considered their rishus for anything that's above 10 tfachim? So Ketzad, what's the case? Ziz yoytze min ha-koyso, if there's a pole, something, a post sticking out of the wall. So lamata me'asar l'chotzer, if it's less than 10 tfachim, it goes to the chotzer. Lamata me'asar l'aliyah, above 10 tfachim, it goes to the aliyah. Hada b'ni b'ni, osir. So, but if it's exactly 10 tfachim off the ground, then it should be osir. Why? Because in that case, they're equally accessible. And that would be a raya to Rav that says when both of them have equal inconvenience, even if one is down and one is up, according to Rav, it still remains usur. So how does Shmuel answer this? Here we're not talking about where the guys living upstairs are all the way up, but rather the entire height of the wall is only 19 tefachim altogether. And there is a pole sticking out in the middle of the 19 tefachim. So it's very simple now. So if it's less than 10 tfachim, so that means the guys who are on top, for them, it's still, they have to lower it down 10 tfachim, but the guys on the bottom, it's within 10 tfachim from them, so they're considered the convenient ones. And if the pole jutting out is more than 10 tfachim off the ground, again, for the guys on top, it's less than 10 tfachim, for them, it's like a door. And the guys on the bottom are going to have to throw it all the way up, so therefore for them it's going to be Asr. And that's the case that the Mishnah is talking about. So the case specifically over there is that it is 19, the wall is only 19 tfachim from the ground. Tashma. On top of Pedal of the base, Tashma. Shteg Zusarais, you have two porches, Zulum Alamizu, that are not exactly on the same height. One is slightly higher than the other. And they made a chute for the top one and not for the bottom one. As Rashi explains, the case over here is talking about that they have these porches. Let's say they live in Venice, and there are porches that extend over the water. So the halacha is that usually you cannot take something, move something from a karmelis into a rishus hayochid. However, by water, as we've seen a couple of times, we're makel, and we allow you, if you set it up correctly, to take from the water into your rishus hayochid. Here, so the way to do that is if you make like a hole in your porch through the floor, and you create either a chute up or a chute down, so that you're dropping your pail through the chute, and the water happens to come through that way. That's going to be mutter. However, so that's the general rule of how it's mutter to draw water onto your porch. In this case, there was an upper porch and a lower porch, and the Mishnah telling us the case was that they made the chute specifically for the top porch and not v'loyosu l'tachtoino, and they didn't make a chute for the lower porch. And the halacha, the Mishnah teaches us in shtein asurois, they're both also, neither of them is allowed to use the chute from the top porch, achi arbu, until they make an eruv together. Now the case, as Rashi explains, is that the two porches are within four tefachim from each other. Later, we're going to see, next week we'll see a case where they're more than four tefachim away. But right now they're within four tefachim away. So if so, this seems to be a raya, because the way we look at it is, the guy living on the top porch, all he has to do is drop down. So he just has a shilshul. The guy living on the bottom porch, how does he use the chute? He has to throw it up, and then it goes down the chute. So that if so, we see that one guy with shilshul, even though one of them has the convenience of shilshul, and one of them has the inconvenience of zrika, we still say they're both aser, which again is a raya to Rav, Kasha, and Shmuel. So Amar Rav Ado Bar Ahava, so Rav Ado Bar Ahava says, no, this case is slightly different. So here the case is where the bottom guys are not standing on their bottom porch and throwing their pail up and over, but rather they're actually climbing up onto the top porch before they drop their pail. And since they're close enough to each other, they're considered similar to one rishos. So they walk up to the top, and now you have two people using the same chute, and they're both doing it with shulshul. So therefore, that's why in this case you're going to be usher. It's not a riot to the machlokes of Rab and Shmuel. That's the first teretz. Abaye Omer, Rabbi gives a different teretz. Kegoyin dekaima v'toych hasora the hadodi, that the two porches are within 10 tefachim of each other vertically. That they're not that far. The lower porch is not that low, and the upper porch is not that high. Rather, they're within 10 tefachim. Again, the point is that we're making them into one rishos. And the chiddush is as follows. Loi mi boi kamer. The Mishnah is telling us something not only the obvious, but even something not obvious. Loi mi boi also letachtoina. Not only if they made the shoot for the lower one. Loi also leoyoino. And they didn't bother to make the shoot for the top one. The asiri, that they're going to both be asir. In that case, we understand it. Why? Since they're within 10 tefachim of each other, the upper and the lower porch. Asir na dadi, they make it asir because they're considered, again, one rishos, and both of them, both the upper and bottom, are both, all they're doing is dropping. The bottom one, he lives there, so he just drops his pail through. And the top one, since he lives above, all he has to do is drop his pail through. So that's obvious that they're both going to be usher, they're both b'shilshul. Ela filu usher le'al-yoyna, v'lo yusher le'tachtoyna, but the chiddush of our Mishnah is even if they put the porch, even if they put the chute in the top one, and not for the bottom one, so then, in that case, I would have thought, given to b'zebe'na'achas, that one of them is much easier because he just has to drop the pail and the other one has to throw the pail up and over. Maybe he's considered difficult. I would say that I should give it automatically give it to the one that has the convenience. Kamash Malon, that's why our Mishnah has to teach us, since the two porches are within 10 tefachim of one another, Asrin Ahadodi. They make Asrin Ahadodi. They do Asr because that inconvenience, the inconvenience of throwing up and over is not that much more inconvenient. Why? Like similarly, the Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says that that inconvenience of throwing up and over is not considered any different than just dropping down. Where do we see this? Well, it's a slightly different concept. The new case. So what exactly is this case? The Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, what the case is exactly. Let's stick to Rashi's basic cases like this. You have a roof which is rather, Rashi adds in like this, that there's a porch next to the Rishos HaRabim, which the porch is 10 tefachim from the Rishos HaRabim, height-wise, and also 10 tefachim, less than 10 tefachim from the roof. And you want to put things on the roof, you want to be able to carry materials, objects, from the porch to the roof. The problem is that the Rishos HaRabim people also would like to use the porch because it runs right alongside the Rishos HaRabim. So Gaga Samach L'Rishos HaRabim, Rashi says that there's a case where you have a roof that's close to Rishos HaRabim and there's a porch in between. Sarech Sulam Kavua La'atir. In order to make it mutter for you to use the porch, to carry from the porch to the roof, you need a ladder that is always there. Because when you have a ladder, the ladder shows that I mean to connect the porch to the roof and not to have the porch connected to the Rishos HaRabim. Because if it's connected to the Rishos HaRabim, the issue there is that both, you have two areas that both have jurisdiction over the same middle rishos, and they become usher without an eruv. Over here, once I have a ladder, though, the ladder shows me that, no, I only consider this porch connected to the roof. It's not connected to the rishos harabim at all, and therefore I don't have to worry about the rishos harabim at all. But here's the point. The point is sulam kavua in. That's only because you have a set ladder that's always there, so it shows the connection. Sulam arayloi. But if it was a ladder that was sometimes there and sometimes not, temporary, we look at that, we view it as if the ladder is not there, and it's going to be usher. My time, what would be the reason why the porch would be usher? Mishum, my lav, my time alav, mishum, the kivan de betoich asara de hadadi, since the porch is within 10 tefachim of the Rishos HaRabim, kaimi, so asr na hadadi, and they're both within 10 tefachim of the porch, they make it usher on one another. So we see that even though, really, the people in the Rishos HaRabim can't really use the porch, at least in the Havamina of the Gemara, because one's a Rishos HaRabim, one's a Rishos HaYachid. However, since they're within 10 tefachim, they're considered like the same domain. And what do we see? We see the mere fact that somebody's with the point that the Gemara is trying to prove with this is that when you see two areas that are within 10 tefachim of one another, they swallow each other up and they're considered one Rishos. Just like in this case of the porch, the Rishos HaRabim is within 10 tefachim of the porch, so it's considered, it has some sort of jurisdiction, some sort of power over the porch to make it usher on the roof, unless we specifically have a ladder there to save us. Anyway, so that's what the Gemara wants to use as a raya, that anytime you're within 10 tefachim, it's considered a part of that adjacent Rishos as well. But the Gemara says that's not such a raya. Maskef or a papa asks, the Dilma, Kishe Rabbim is Kasvin alav, maybe the case over here is normally just because you're within 10 tefachim, that's not good enough, especially when you're dealing with the Rishus HaRabim versus Rishus HaYochid. However, the case over here is that there are people that are using this porch, standing in the Rishus HaRabim and using this porch, Kisharabim is casting a love when the people generally are putting their packages, putting their from their shoulder, the kusmo v'sudra, their hat or their handkerchief, which is, or their cloak, as Rashi translates. In other words, you're talking about things that are really convenient to just take off for a second and put it on the porch, and the porch is the perfect height. So then it's going to be, so that's why this porch is considered connected to the Rishus HaRabim somewhat. And that's why the people in the Rishus HaRabim, if they have it without the ladder, are considered a Rishus on the porch, so you're not going to be able to carry it from the porch onto the roof. But that's because it's so convenient. However, just because something's within 10 tefachim, that slight convenience is not enough, at least for purposes of proving your point, it's not enough to be able to say, well, oh yeah, there's a slight convenience, let's consider it part of that Rishus, and it asters on somebody else. No. It's not because there's a slight convenience. It happens to me that this case is really extremely convenient. And that's why over here it's going to be the Rishus HaRabim, and the porch is going to be connected to the Rishus HaRabim. All right, we'll stop here.